Good morning. It is Sunday, March the 10th, and this is Ask the Mayor. I'm Chris Duffy, joined as always by Mayor Patrick Taylor. And Mayor Taylor, I sense you're still kind of riding high on something that has been, well, years in the process and really came down to one pivotal moment this past Tuesday. And no, it was not a Mardi Gras celebration, but there is cause for celebration in the town of Highlands.
That's right. Last Tuesday afternoon, our loan application to build a broadband network was reviewed by the local government commission in Raleigh, and that was approved and passed. So this coming Wednesday, we'll be closing on that loan for $4.6 million to build the aerial portion of our new broadband network. So it means that we're moving from kind of the planning and the development stage to actual implementation. We'll be contacting the contractor to start the process of staging for the construction. It'll be several months, though, before all of this is in place and you actually see the contractor running the fiber to all the different, you know, utility poles. But we're now in this stage of implementation. There's a lot of things that we need to do. We need a lot of coordination and final agreements with Wide Open Networks. And Wide Open Networks will be building the underground portion of the system, which is about 18% to 20%, and we will be building the aerial portion of the network. So yes, we were all delighted that we were approved for this loan. I know some people are saying that's a lot of money. It's a 15-year loan. There will be a lot of support and payback early on that we'll have to do, but at a critical point, we'll start seeing revenue coming in from the network, which will go towards servicing this loan. You know, as the leader of the town, it kind of makes me nervous when you take out a $4.6 million loan.
Hand might be shaking a little bit when you sign that.
That's true. But on the other hand, not to do that and just to be stagnant and not provide this critical future service, I think would be really a problem for the long-term vitality of this community. So we'll get this started. And as I've said before, we're going to be the hub of high-speed broadband fiber optic networking in the Plateau area. And I get a lot of questions, well, will this go beyond the town limits? Once it is built, Wide Open will have the ability to move into areas beyond the town limits throughout the Plateau and throughout the county. So the answer is yes. This is just the first step. And we're really cutting edge by doing this, and let me tell you what I mean. Throughout the state, in the rural areas and smaller communities, other groups are trying to implement the same thing that we're about to do, and we're one of the first communities to take this initiative. I think it is very critical that we will be operating very soon a state-of-the-art broadband network.
So certainly an improvement in performance. How do you think the new service for residential customers is going to compare in cost to what they're getting from Altitude right now?
I think those costs will be comparable. I don't see any big changes because, you know, this is a competitive marketplace, and I think you'll see similar costs as you realize now with Altitude. Altitude is primarily a wireless system that we created, has over 300 customers now, and Wide Open will take over and acquire Altitude and continue to provide that wireless service to the existing customers while the fiber optic network is being built. But as that fiber optic is available, people that are receiving wireless service will just be transitioned to a fiber system, which I've discovered is a much more reliable than the wireless. But the wireless system will continue to be operated, especially in hard-to-access areas where you can't run the fiber, but you can shoot a wireless signal. That will continue for, you know, the foreseeable future. So that's where we are. I don't expect to see any, you know, spike in rates. And the other thing that I want to emphasize again is that Wide Open is a network company. They will be inviting providers to come and join their network and lease fiber from them. our local providers, if they want to quickly get into an area of Highlands, they just have to lease the fiber and bingo, they are there. Or other companies can come in and provide services. It'll be a competitive system, so I think the rates will be reflective of that competition.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I know you've gotten a lot of good feedback on the BearWise movement, the BearWise plan that the town is looking at from both your community coffee and at town board meetings. Certainly seems to be a lot of support for those bear-resistant or bear-proof trash cans and other BearWise efforts. But I understand you're getting a bit of pushback from the commercial sector on the possible change from dumpsters to a different, more bear-proof waste management system.
You're correct. I am getting some questions and concerned. I anticipated that. So I was receiving some calls this week after an article in the paper about the BearWise coffee that we had, mm-hmm. where we discussed all the possible options about going over more toward a toter system rather than relying on the dumpsters. The people that were expressing the idea seemed to think that this was a done deal and that we had not communicated with anyone and they were not informed, and I want to kind of set the record straight now. The first time we had this discussion was at the last community coffee that I had where we had the BearWise discussion. Mm-hmm. That was kind of a rollout of ideas, and those ideas are embraced by the mayor, that we do need to look at alternatives to just saying, let's throw all the trash in these dumpsters. And we have not made a final decision. We will be having a town retreat at the end of the month where the public can come and hear some ideas that are being proposed and a discussion between town staff and the town board. We'll be talking about a lot of different things in the budget. We do this every year. It's not a town meeting where people come in and weigh in on what they think. It's a process between the staff and the commissioners about ideas for the budget. People are welcome to come and hear the discussion. No final action whatsoever will be taken at that meeting. Mm-hmm. It's just an informational retreat, and then the staff continues to work with the commissioners to develop, you know, specific proposals, and that would occur later on in the year. So there's not going to be a sudden change here. Mm-hmm. But we will be discussing this. There will be public input as to, you know, what we want to do and what should be done as a community. But that's where we are. And I want to kind of head off this idea that, oh, we're doing something behind everybody's mm-hmm. back. We're not.
Well,
we're
be,
just starting.
Yeah, and to be fair,
process.
You know, I mean, the kind of big rollout of this idea was at your community coffee in February. But we've been talking about on this program weeks ahead of that, way ahead of your trip to Asheville to go to the BearWise workshop. So this has been a subject of discussion for a couple of months now.
That is. And I will say this, you know, as the mayor, I believe we've got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
These are some of the ideas I've worked with. I've learned from going to the workshops and so forth, talking with state wildlife official. These are some of the ideas that we need to consider, and some of them we need to implement. Or we can say everything is just fine and we'll do nothing. And I don't think the public believes that. I think that the town and our community, everybody needs to come together and come up with a comprehensive plan to address this growing issue.
Well, Mr. Mayor, outside the windows of the WHLC studios here on the Cashers Road, I saw a welcome sight on Thursday, and that was a big DOT dump truck followed by a DOT chipper, and they were cleaning up debris out on 64 here, and I saw them in town the previous day with a kind of rolling lane closure doing the same thing. I'm sure you were glad to see their vehicles around town.
I certainly was, and you know, here again, I've been in communication with the maintenance officials with DOT now for several weeks because, you know, we had severe debris on the side of the roads from that winter storm. Plus, we've had storms and wind events since then to where it just keeps piling up. So The head maintenance person assured me week before last that they would be up here working this week, and lo and behold, they were here, and they've been working all week. I anticipate them probably coming back next week because I don't think they were able to get to all the roads that they maintain. But I was really glad to see them. I was out doing road running on Wednesday and saw the crew out putting out signs, and I just kind of gave them a word of encouragement by saying that I was so glad to see them doing this work. One particular area was the Horse Cove Road on those curves and everything. There was a tremendous amount of debris there, and it took them a while to remove that. And in the process, it looks pretty rough. And I know that some people might be critical of the way they trim back and cut back some rodos. But here's the situation. It's their state right away. Those are the people in charge of doing that, and I nor anybody in the town can really micromanage what they're doing. They mm-hmm. they make their decisions, and I know sometimes it'd be nice to be real careful and precise about trimming and so forth, but the job is so massive that they have to really make some very quick decisions on situations that they come up upon and then take care of the debris as best they can, because I've been out riding the roads and actually getting out, taking pictures and sending it back to the DOT folks and actually looking at the debris. In some cases, the accumulation of branches and everything is the equivalent of removing a fallen tree on the side of the road, mm-hmm. and they're just everywhere. So it's a job that they'll keep working on. Our town crews will continue as we move into the spring to address some of those problems on town roads. And then we've got the problem with this severe rain that has been eroding the roads, breaking the pavement. It's going to be a challenge for us to kind of make some of the repairs. And then also, I think that down the road, and pardon the pun, but looking ahead, we will have to start allocating a lot more money towards street paving, because a lot of our roads that we thought we could get, you know, a few more years of service from their condition, mm-hmm. it's been aggravated by the rain and the ice and snow, and we'll have to start making some decisions about expediting some paving projects.
Well, while some town residents may bemoan the loss of some of our foliage due to these storms, there is some flora that they would like to see the back of, and that would be
absolutely
non-native invasive plants. And I understand the town is supporting the continuing effort to deal with those.
Yes, the group that's in charge of trying to curtail the non-natives, and I'll use this acronym CNIPM, came to the town at the last board meeting, requested $1,500 in funds to address the knotweed problem. They also were receiving funds from a garden club where if the town were to match that grant, they would receive the funds. And it is an increase in what we've been doing, but it's very worthwhile. One of the problems that has been revealed is that you have to have a license to put out that type of pesticide to kill the knotweed. Mm-hmm. And it's not just a license. You can have a general license for property, but also you have to have a license for someone who sprays it on the road right-of-ways. That's a requirement. Mm. And we didn't have anyone that had that kind of training, and I believe part of those funds that we allocated in the Garden Club's fund will go toward getting someone licensed who can go in and spray on the right-of-way. We have to be cautious because we have a watershed, and while we want to treat and address the growing problem of knotweed, we also have to be very concerned not to damage our watershed at the same time. So it's a balancing act. I hope that our efforts will pay off and curtail or eliminate this invasive plant.
Mr. Mayor, just to dip back to the roadways for a moment, having lived in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada for 22 years, I became quite adept at slaloming around potholes, as, of course, the winter weather there creates quite a few. Not such a bad case here, but we do have a couple around town that, well, are pretty gnarly.
That's correct, and I appreciate you bringing this up, because we've been getting calls in this week to the town hall concerning the issue of potholes, especially on Hickory Hill and Calathea Drive and other areas. It's a problem that we see every winter, and I got back with the folks that were putting in the request for these potholes to be filled and let them know that our crews will be going down to South Carolina to get a hot mix of asphalt, which is used to patch the potholes. They couldn't really do it this week because we had such severe low temperatures that the asphalt and the patching just wouldn't work at that time. And then at the end of the week, we had, you know, the rain. But our crews will be going down very soon and getting the asphalt and then trying to come in and repair those pothole areas. And again, it's one of the issues that we have overall with some of the road conditions here in the area. We will be addressing that. And let me just say one thing. Feel free to call me at 828-506-3138 or call Town Hall at 526-2118 or call your commissioner, your elected officials. They'll be happy to talk with you about any concerns that you have. And then they come in to the town hall, they talk with the town manager and the staff, and we try to address these problems as we are made aware of them. It is this time of year where we have a lot of trash on the road, and we have potholes because we've had a lot of rain that washes the trash into little, you know, puddles of garbage, if you will. We have the grass and the vegetation, which is matted down and has revealed a lot of litter. And of course, we'll be trying to clean that up, especially with the Highlands Plateau cleanup that the Chamber will be sponsoring and coordinating in April. So we've got all these problems this time of year that affect the appearance of the town. And I look forward to us becoming involved in a spring cleanup and fix-up strategy.
Absolutely, something to look forward to. And on that note, we will end this episode of Ask the Mayor. I thank Mayor Taylor for joining us this morning, and we both wish you a pleasant Sunday.